Hello again, it's Seaman High School Head Coach Patrick Kelly with the KWCA Podcast. Part of the mission of the Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association is to promote the sport and recognize the movers and shakers that maintain and raise the profile of the sport in the Sunflower State. On today's program, we have 2020 KWCA Senior College Wrestler of the Year, Lucas Lovern. The Holton native was a three-time state medalist and two-time state champion for the Wildcats. He went on to the University of Wyoming, where he spent his redshirt season and was in the lineup the next year. He then found his way back to Kansas to finish his final 3 years of eligibility at Baker University. It was at Baker that Lovern made his mark. He went 114-4 at BU, winning his last 107 matches in a row. Those wins included three NAIA national titles, two outstanding Wrestle Awards at the national tournament, and along the way, he collected several impressive wins over highly regarded NCAA Division I and II competitors. Before we get to the distinguished honoree, I thought it'd be a good idea to check in with his high school coach, Cully Jackson, and his college coach, Cody Garcia. Coach Jackson, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate you having me on.
So the KWCA has named Holton grad and two-time state champion Lucas Lovern one of its college senior wrestlers of the year. It didn't take the board long to come up with his name. What he did on the college scene the last 3 years is nothing short of incredible. Three NAIA national titles, two outstanding wrestler awards, two undefeated seasons, and a whopping 107 consecutive victories. As a coach that saw his development through his formative years, how proud are you for his success, and does it surprise you?
Well, I mean, number one, there's no way I can express how proud I am of Lucas and everything he's done, not only on the mat, but off the mat. He's a great student athlete, and just an all around great person. His parents, Mike and Kim, did an amazing job raising, this young man. And he's represented, our community and our school and our program in, some of the greatest events, in the nation as far as wrestling goes. So, super proud of him and, real happy for the success that he's had through all the hard work that he's put in.
So I can imagine that he's held up as a success story for your program. Along with his success on the mat, as you said, he also got it done in the classroom, being named an academic All-American as well. He seems to be a real poster child for your program. How do you use his story with your team?
Well, I came to Holton when Lucas was in about fifth or sixth grade. And, he was a very good wrestler at that point, but still had some growing to do both mentally and physically. And so being able to kind of observe the ups and downs through some of those times with Lucas, whether we were traveling to summer camps or going to freestyle tournaments in the off season or just persevering through, the ups and downs of a high school career. It's really been a fun journey to see kind of how he's developed. And, I tell everybody all the time that, Lucas Lovern wasn't born. He made himself into what he is today. And so, we talk about that all the time. You know, a lot of times people think that it's just natural ability or you're born with that gift to be a high level competitor. And really that was developed, way before I ever showed up, with his dad and his mom hauling him around to little kids tournaments and all the coaches and through the kids club and his middle school years as well. Just helping him develop. So, we talk about that all the time with our kids about, Lucas as a freshman didn't make varsity right out of the gate. And, it took him a couple of weeks to kind of find his spot there and, get into a varsity spot. So, we talk about those things with our young guys and make sure that they understand that it's all about growing every day and getting better. And no one's born, as good as they're going to be when it's all said and done.
So the Holton wrestling and sports community in general seem to be very supportive and nurturing environments. Many times when an athlete moves on to the college level, their recognition isn't noticed as much by their high school community. Did the Holton wrestling program and enthusiasts follow Lucas's college career? And is there, or
Oh
will there be
yeah.
any, and will there be any special recognition of his accomplishments at Baker in your wrestling room or in Holton High School?
Yeah, so to answer the first part of your question, every year that he was competing in the national tournament for Baker, there's a huge following of people that would get together and carpool down and travel out. When it was in Iowa at Grandview, that first year, we all drove out and made a weekend of it. And then the second year, I wasn't able to attend because my sons were competing, but we all got together at one of the local bars here in town and had a big watch party. And there were two or three other watch parties around the community as well. And then obviously, this past year, with it being so close, another group got together, big group got together and went and watched his last national tournament. So, this community has been great as far as I think the support that they've shown, all our athletes that have gone on to the next level of competition, but especially Lucas. I think everybody understands the gravity and the magnitude of what he has accomplished, and so a lot of people wanted to be a part of that. There are I've got the national championship posters up in our wrestling room, and we're working on currently putting together a Holton High School Athletic Hall of Fame. And so obviously Lucas will have a spot in there, and we'll do something to commemorate his high level of achievements in that respect as well.
Okay, very, very good. Definitely, a worthy candidate for that Hall of Fame when it gets kicked off for sure. So, but anyway, thank you again for taking the time, and congratulations to Lucas, but also to you and the Holton wrestling community as well, for putting him in the position that he is. So, congratulations, and appreciate you taking the time to talk on Lucas a bit.
No problem. I appreciate you having me on, Pat.
Coach Garcia, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Pat. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, the story of Lucas Lavorne transferring from another institution and finding his home in the NAIA is not an unfamiliar story. The NAIA division has provided second opportunity for many athletes through the years. Lucas spent his first two seasons at the University of Wyoming and transferred to Baker with 3 years of eligibility remaining. What is uncommon is the level of success that Lavorne had after transferring. He certainly made the most of it with three NAIA national titles, two undefeated seasons, two outstanding wrestler awards at the national tournament, and 107 consecutive victories. What do you attribute that success to?
Well, I think it's one of those, the work ethic shows up in every aspect. And I think it's one of those things that, his ability to make the most of situations and have an impact on others is probably the thing that I'm going to, remember the most from his time here. And on it, it's one of those things that for him to have success here and the type of success he had, I think it took him understanding that he wanted to be in a place that he felt comfortable, place that he felt loved and knew he could make an impact. And I think those are the things that really gave him the opportunity to go do something special, which he did.
Speak a little bit more to that. It wasn't that he wasn't successful at Wyoming. I mean, he was in the lineup and being used in that way, but it just seemed like he blossomed at Baker. And not only, you say, well, that's at the NAIA level. Well, he got a lot of recognition nationally. His name came up on Flow Radio, for example, several times, just for the some of the people that he beat at the D1 level. So talk about that piece to it that you kind of touched on it, but beyond the work ethic, beyond the technique, but just feeling part of a program where he's nurtured and respected.
Well, you and I both know. I mean, I think when you're in an environment, a culture that allows you to, really thrive, I think that's the most important thing. I tell people all the time, letters and numbers don't dictate journeys and success. I think people do, right? I was fortunate to be a byproduct of that, having great people around me and really just soaking it in. I think that's, he found a place that he felt like, again, cared about him, it felt like he could wrestle at a high level, right? But I it was never a limitation. He didn't necessarily feel like his surroundings or changing divisions minimize his ability to chase greatness. And I think that's where it starts, right? I think a lot of that, there's pressure, you know, for kids coming out of high school to go to Division I because you feel like, oh, that's what I need to do. Non-Division I wrestling right now is a great place, especially, you know, for you to thrive. You got to be somewhere where you feel like it's the right place for you. And, you know, once you understand that and connect that and commit to doing things the right way, I mean, it doesn't necessarily matter what division you're in. It's about putting yourself in position and surrounding yourself with the right people that allow you to close the gap on your potential. And, man, he did an incredible job of doing that.
The Baker University program has attained respect on the national level during your tenure. This year's team, in fact, had a record performance for the program with a sixth place showing at the NAIA Nationals with five All-Americans. Lavorne has been the cornerstone of that rise to national prominence. How do you anticipate that his legacy will live on, and how will it be different without him in the lineup?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, you don't replace a guy like that. I think you appreciate it, though, and you're grateful that you got to be a part of that journey. And I think the guys that he had an impact on, I mean, they're the ones that continue that. Because, I mean, he brought an energy. I mean, not only the work ethic, but just his personality. You know, he had a great fan base, a great support system, because he earned that support system by, you know, showing the same passion and heart and, you know, in everything he did, right? It wasn't just about what he did on the mat. He kind of stole your heart either way, you know, on and off the mat. And it kind of showed with that support system. And that, you know, in turn, that support system is one of those things that's so important for people to be successful. And he became that support system for a few of the guys on the team. You know, we got some younger guys that were workout partners with him consistently. And they're gonna bring that same level of intensity, that same purpose to each practice, but also the same passion and excitement and fun to the practice room. You know, he was the first one in most situations that was ready to play a game, right? If whatever we were doing, you know, you could find Lucas and you could find his energy. You could find his love. You could find, you know, all the things that he brought to this program. And it's going to show in, you know, the difference he'd made in some of those guys. And even in how I coach and things I do, right? I think that's the bigger thing, too. I think just the overall program, you know, he changed it for the better.
All right, so I'm sure you recruit far and wide. The bulk of your team is made up of Kansas high school products, but you have about five or six states represented on your team. How important is it to you that Lavorne is a homegrown talent?
It was one of the things that when I came back from Nebraska and we'd won a national title or two with majority of Kansas starters, I knew that if we get ourselves in a position to find a program in the state that could retain some of our better wrestlers and develop those wrestlers. You know, I think we have the talent. Obviously, you know, you're going to just with the sheer number of and the saturation of programs in the state now, you have to recruit outside of it. But man, I enjoy, you know, having connections. You know, I grew up in seating meetings with some of these coaches, right, when I was little, and being around all these people. These are kind of people that I'm connected to. And I think Baker has a great reputation here, and hopefully our program has a great reputation. So that's just, you know, the first contact, right? A lot of times those kids reach out to us, and we've been fortunate to have a lot of success with them.
All right, well, thank you for jumping on today to talk about 2020 KWCA College Senior Wrestler of the Year, Lucas Lavorne. Congratulations to you and the program as well.
Thanks, Coach.
On the line with us is Lucas Lavorne. Lucas, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Coach.
All right, so take us back to your origin story. What sports did you participate in as a youth and into high school? And when did wrestling become your main sport?
Wrestling was really my main sport since I stepped on the mat when I was like 3 years old. My dad was a college wrestler. My brothers, my cousins all wrestled growing up. But, you know, I participated in everything from baseball, soccer, you know, golf, football, pretty much everything under the sun. But my main sports, you know, were, you know, the big three, you know, baseball, football, and wrestling growing up. Coming into middle school, you know, wrestling was kind of what I was known for around my community already. But, you know, I still had a passion for all sports, and I think that's what, you know, kind of makes an athlete be able to thrive in a single sport is having a respect for every sport. But, yeah, just growing up, you know, going into high school, played football all 4 years, wrestled. All 4 years, obviously. And then I've actually played golf kind of as a relaxing sport all 4 years in high school, too. So
So after a successful run in high school and a year-round commitment to the sport of wrestling, you signed with the University of Wyoming. What was it about the program that originally attracted you there?
You know, really it was the guys and the, you know, when I came, it was when I took my recruiting visit, it was spring break, you know, just getting into national tournament time. And, you know, the bond of the guys on that team is unlike anything I've ever been a part of. Being out in Wyoming, I mean, you guys are all so close, you know, knit, and you do everything together, really. So I think that's what really brought me to that program, was how close knit and friendly and so much like a family those guys were out there.
All right. So on paper, it was a pretty good run in Laramie, you know, for those 2 years that you were there. You don't need to go dig deep into it, but what factors led to your decision to leave Wyoming?
You know, I don't talk too much about it, but, you know, everybody has, you know, their own reasons for, you know, making big jumps like that. But, you know, I just had some disagreements, you know, with the coaching staff a little bit, which there's nothing on their part. I mean, they were a great coaching staff, all respect to them. And I still do get along and talk to a lot of the coaches there. But just, you know, just some things that I didn't agree with, positions that I've wanted to put myself in but couldn't quite get into during that time. And I felt like moving to be where I thought I would be best suited was a smart move on my part.
All right. So did you consider transferring to other programs besides Baker? Did you consider not competing at all and just being a college student? What was your thought process when you left Wyoming?
I was 100% going to go wrestle somewhere. I mean, I love the sport so much. I couldn't imagine doing it, not doing it even now. But my first decision was Baker. I knew a lot of people that wrestled for Baker University, and I've known Cody, you know, all my life growing up. He's been running camps in Holton for forever. But, yeah, Baker was pretty much – I was pretty much dead set on Baker. I didn't really look at any other schools, actually.
So realistically, I'm not sure anyone, probably including yourself, could have predicted the level of success that you earned at Baker. Now that you have some time to reflect on it, what factors do you attribute that success to?
You know, a lot of it, actually, I look back to my time at Wyoming, just the guys there and the you know, hard mentality that they have. They're brawlers there. And going from there to Baker was a big move, not only mentally for me, but also just in the practice room. There's good competition in the room at Baker, but obviously at a Division I program, you're going to have quite a bit more competition in the room. Another huge thing for me was just like that aspect of, you know, believing in myself. And that's what Cody really does good. Coach Garcia, he believes in you 100% no matter what. No matter where you are, win, lose, draw, whatever. I think that really helped me coming in and, you know, believing in myself and the way that Coach Garcia coaches. It just really, really helps you develop your own style and your own form of wrestling.
All right, so this year's NAIA Nationals had the usual storylines and drama along with the special interest stories. You were one of the headliners along with Grandview's Evan Hansen, who won his fourth NAIA National Championship. The COVID cloud didn't hit with full impact until after the 2020 championships ended. And then did it ever hit? Just 1 week later, the D2, D3 wrestlers and coaches were on site fine-tuning and shedding the last few pounds before their weigh-ins when the hammer dropped. The D1 championship soon followed. I'm sure you feel fortunate that you were able to compete and close out your career the way you did. What are your thoughts for your NCAA counterparts, and how do you think you would have received the news if your national tournament was canceled?
Yeah, I actually know a lot of those guys, both from Wyoming and just wrestling and being in the community for so long. I know a lot of those guys who you know, didn't get to compete in their national tournament. I mean, that's got to be I can't imagine. I mean, I'm fortunate enough, and the guys on our team in the NAI are fortunate enough to have been able to wrestle and compete in what was some of the guys' last tournament they'll ever wrestle. So, I mean, you know, my heart goes out to those guys. That's a tough situation. And, you know, I feel bad about that. Like I said, I can't even imagine the feeling of not being able to compete in what really we work so hard for all season long. That's our end goal. That's everybody's really end goal, to win a national title. And to not be able to do that, that's something that's really, really hard to do.
So what advice would you give an accomplished high school wrestler who plans to wrestle in college as they are making their college decision?
Just make sure you get a good feel, not only for your, you know, your future teammates when you're on your recruiting visits and such, but get a good feel for your coaching staff, get a good feel for your environment, both, you know, on the mat and in the classroom. When it comes down to it, really, I mean, unless, you know, you're really planning on going and wrestling or coaching afterwards, what really, really matters while you're there is getting your education. I was fortunate enough to always have, you know, really good teachers. And that's one thing that I loved about BU is that our education system there is just so face-to-face, really. But yeah, I would just say, make sure that you really get a well-rounded view of you know, what you're looking at, and get different perspectives, both from the wrestlers there, the coaches there. And even if you can, you know, talk to professors or your parents, really get a good idea of what you're going into before you go into it.
All right. So you talked about academics there a little bit. You know, you took your time in the classroom serious as well. You're an academic All-American. What degree did you graduate with, and how do you intend to use it in the future?
I have a degree in finance and in management. I'm currently looking at a few different RTCs to join right now, so I'm going to continue my wrestling for the time being. And, you know, I'm looking into coaching. I'm looking into a few financial institutions that I might want to apply for later on down the road. But right now I'm really focused on my wrestling and, you know, getting a few things healed up so I can get back on the mat and compete and try to make the U.S. world team. So,
all right. So you're planning on competing. Are you at liberty to say, like, what RTCs you're looking at or where you are in that process right now?
Yeah. So the RTCs that I'm looking at right now are mainly in the Midwest. The big one that I'm looking at right now is down at OU. I've been in contact with that coach for a while now, and I'll be heading down there here in just a couple weeks to go feel it out. So I'm really excited for that and really excited to get back on the mat, really.
All right, so we've been visiting with Lucas LaVorne, the 2020 KWC Senior College Wrestler of the Year. Thanks for coming on. It's been a pleasure to visit with you. Good luck with all of your future endeavors.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thanks for joining in. I hope to be putting out shows on a more regular basis from here on. With that said, it's not too early to start thinking about getting the 2020 Fritz Knorr Fall Clinic on your calendar. That event is scheduled for October 2nd and 3rd in Salina, with John Smith and Company headlining the event. I also want to put a plug in for the 2020 NWCA Virtual Clinic. The annual event is usually a big production in Florida, but due to circumstances, will be held virtually. Registration is only $99. Information can be found on the National Wrestling Coaches Association website, nwcaonline.com. Until next time, thanks for listening.